弟兄姊妹早晨好。如果我们能够看到我们倪弟兄在写这首诗歌的时候心里面的负担，那我们也许就能够明白我们的弟兄在 Richmond Conference 时候所心里面所有的负担。
That is my responsibility this morning to share some of the gleanings of the burden from the time
there in Richmond, Virginia, along with the team. So, today, I'm going to talk about Richmond, the Christian Church of the Lord.
On early July, the Lord did gather the saints together.
所以如果我只用三十分钟来交通这整个星期的信息是不可能的。但是我心里的愿意是说我们到波阿斯的田里面至少捡到一些麦穗。除了从 Houston 一起去那边聚会的弟兄姊妹以外，我也知道有一些弟兄他们在你们在网上听的那个信息。所以我愿意继续鼓励弟兄姊妹来听这次夏令会的信息和其他所有聚会的信息。
It's a blessing that we can continue to feed upon His Word.
所以，这是对我们是一个何等大的祝福。我们可以在他的话语的里面。
And really to consider what he has spoken in the conferences and what he continues to speak, even connecting a larger word upon his heart through all the conferences.
不仅仅是这一次这一个特定的聚会，也是所有的聚会，他向所有的圣徒要说的话语。
So let's begin this morning by reading a couple of verses.
所以我们请大家今天早晨一起来读一些圣经。
We're going to begin in Luke 21:28.
从路加福音二十一章二十八节。
Luke 21, verse 28.
路加福音二十一章二十八节。
But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing nigh.
一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
And if we could turn over to 2 Peter chapter 3.
然后是彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3 from verse 10 to 13.
第三章第十到十三节。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声废去。有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people should we be? Holy in conduct and godliness.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements.Will melt with intense heat.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
But according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
And then finally, over in Revelation chapter 12.
最后是启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12, 5 through 7.
第五到第七节。
And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。她的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days.
妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方，使她被养活1260天。
And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. The dragon and his angels waged war.
在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战。
Moving down to verses 10 and 11.
然后十一节。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down. He accuses them before our God day and night.
我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
We hear a lot of talk these days about the fact that we are at these end times, really, of the age of grace.
我们听到很多的人提到，我们现在是恩典时代的末了。
So one of the questions is, do we realize that we are really in these end times?
但是我们自己真正的意识到我们是在末世的时候了吗？
A time where the Lord will conclude the age of grace and bring in his kingdom age.
所以我们的神会结束这个恩典的时代，让他国神国的时代来到。
Now from the world's perspective, our brothers reminded us that it's really a doomsday with the way the world looks upon that.
所以我们弟兄再次提醒我们，从现在世上的各种各样的情形来看，我们是到了这样的一个时代。
But for us, the children of God, it should be a celebration. It really should be a joyous time to think of him returning in the fullness of his righteousness.
但是作为神的儿女来说，我们是应该庆祝，因为我们的主要在他完全的义里面再回来。
When we really consider how bad things continue to get out there in the world, it's really a great, wonderful hope to think about what's on the Lord's heart.
虽然我们在看到这个地上有很多可怕的事情发生，但是我们知道我们的主要来的日子近了。
So the question is, are we excited? Are we really anticipating what the fullness of what is on the Lord's heart and his desire to come back?
但是我们有来预备主心里面所愿意的和他的再来吗？
So in light of this, I want to look at a couple of questions this morning.
所以我愿意和大家一同来看这样几个问题。
First of all, how should we live in these days as a corporate vessel?
今天我们怎么样在这个团体里面一同来做神的器皿？
Are we part of that elect that is crying out for the restoration of the Lord's righteousness?
我们是一起来仰望神的公义吗？
And then the second question is, where are the intercessors.
第二个是哪里是我们的宗保？
That link that stands with the Lord and cries out day and night for his will to be fulfilled.
那一位在我们的神和主耶稣面前日夜切切祷告的。
Now we were reminded in San Antonio that we're not all called necessarily to be prophets.
我们在圣安东尼奥的那个夏令会的时候，我们被提醒说，我们虽然不是每一个人都受召来做先知。
But we are all called to serve the Lord.
但是我们每一个都受召来侍奉我们的主。
And with that, his heart is that we would be a part of that link.
所以因着他心里的旨意，我们就成为那一个连结。
To have that understanding that he has created us for a purpose, his purpose.
所以他是按照他的旨意来创造了我们。
He has put us in this time to fulfill an aspect of that purpose.
他把我们放在这个世代来完成他的旨意。
So to consider how we should be and how we should live, we can look back at some of the saints and how they fulfilled their purpose in the time the Lord put them.
所以让看我们今天怎么样做人，怎么样为人行事，我们可以看以前那些弟兄姊妹在他们的时代，他们是怎么样的为人行事来完成神的旨意。
Now, they didn't all necessarily understand the purpose that the Lord had for them.
他们并不一定完全明白神在他们心里面的旨意。
They didn't necessarily desire to be this link.
他们并不一定愿意成为这个链接。
But they did all have a living personal relationship with the Lord.
但是他们都和主有一个活的个人的关系。
And there's four aspects, at least during the conference that I saw, of these people that were waiting and watching for the Lord.
我个人从我个人的所得里面，我看到在这所有这些等待主的这些弟兄身上，他们有四个共同点。
So real quickly, the if you go searching for the word link, it's not in the Bible.
如果你在圣经里面寻找这个链接这个词的话，你找不到。
But the concept of link and the burdens on the brothers' hearts is throughout the Bible.
但是这个链接是我们弟兄心里面的负担。
And that is a people that are used by the Lord, that are available to the Lord.
就是那些被主所用。也为主有预备
and that he uses to bring about a transition or a change.
而主借着他们带来一个变化
Now, one of the things that we see, or the four aspects that we see in some of these saints as we look back.
所以当我们回头来看所有这些圣徒的身上，他们有这样四个元素
Number one, we see a people that are watching, waiting, anticipating what the Lord's going to do.
第一个是他们一起来看。来等候主的再来。
Secondly, it's those that are actively turning, repenting, that say, "Speak, Lord, thy servant hears."
第二是他们是这样回这些悔改的人，他们说：“主，请说，仆人静听。”
Third, it's a people that are allowing the Lord to do that hidden work, because it's often a hidden work that He's doing in us and through us.
第三个，他们是这样的一般人，愿意主来行那些隐藏的工作。
Our brother John the Baptist was prepared by going first into the wilderness.
施洗约翰首先到旷野里面去。
Our brother Dana reminded us that wilderness is everywhere that we are dealt with.
我们的Dana Conant 弟兄提醒我们，这个旷野其实到处都是。
Whatever makes our soul uncomfortable.
我们的魂什么时候感觉到不舒服，那里就是我们的旷野。
And then fourthly,These saints are marked by the fact that they are carrying a testimony that does declare, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
最后一个，他们是愿意为那个羔羊做见证。
Whether they are in a speaking role or just a living role, their declaration is.
不管是他们所说的，他们所行的，他们都这样做见证。
To all to behold the Lamb.
是为着羔羊。
Now we often look back at saints in the Bible and we think, "Wow, what great giants of faith!"
当我们看圣经里面这些圣徒的时候，我们往往说他们是何等属灵的伟人。
However, in the time that many of these saints lived, they were not necessarily famous. They were not necessarily even very well known.
但是在他们所生活的那个年代，他们也许并不有名，甚至不为人所知。
Oftentimes, we can see a group, and the majority of them are not known, but they are known by God.
虽然他们不为人所知，但是他们为神所知。
So the most ordinary, humble people that you can find,
他们是一般谦卑的人。
Often in the world's estimation, their lives have been wasted.
在世界的眼光里面看，他们的生活是一种浪费。
But they are people that are watching, that are waiting for the Lord.
但是他们是那一般等候仰望主的人。
And when we look back, even at our Lord's first coming, there was a people that recognized him even when he came as a baby.
所以我们知道当主第一次来的时候有一般人就在那里观看主甚至是在主还是一个婴孩的时候
So for a moment I just want to consider some of the saints that were there in that first coming
所以当主第一次来的时候我们思想那时候的圣徒
Beginning with Zacharias the priest
撒迦利亚祭司
So he was one that was deeply committed, connected He was serving in the house of God
他是在神的家里面侍奉。
He was one that was faithfully there on behalf of the entire body, serving the Lord.
他是在所有的圣徒的面前侍奉主。
Then there was his wife Elizabeth.
他的妻子伊丽莎伯。
A faithful servant, although she was one that had to carry around the shame at that time of not being able to have a child.
他那个时候要隐藏他没有孩子的一个。
She was one that, despite having this desire for her own child, continued to faithfully serve the Lord.
她虽然愿意有一个孩子，但是她还是那样信实的来侍奉主。
Then Mary, the mother of Jesus.
然后玛利亚啊，主耶稣的母亲。
The record says that she treasured all these things in her heart.
虽然她宝贝心里面所有这些事。
I think we often forget that In that time was a most difficult time for Mary to do what she did.
在她当时那个年代，她玛利亚要做她所做的事是非常困难的。
She was publicly criticized, misunderstood.
她被所有的公众所批评。
According to the law, she should have been stoned to death.
根据当时的立法，她应该被石头砸死。
So she really was an ordinary young lady.
所以她不仅仅是一个普通的年轻妇人。
But when she trusted in the Lord, he had trusted in her the extraordinary, the very son, or his very son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以她那个时候，但是她相信主，也相信她的儿子。
There's also Joseph, her husband.
约瑟，她的丈夫。
Now Joseph dared to do the right thing, even though it was against what man's law said he should do.
约瑟愿意不遵从当时的律法来做他认为对的事。
He stood, he had an ear, he listened to the Lord, and then he obeyed.
他听主的话，他也顺服。
And shepherded even our Lord Jesus as a baby through these young years.
而也牧养他的儿子多年。
And we see our brother Simeon in the temple.
我们也看到西缅，我们殿里面的弟兄。
Simeon was rewarded with a prophetic vision, and he was actually rewarded with much patience.
因为他得到了圣灵的启示。
Our brother had a promise from the Lord to see him face to face before his departure from earth.
因为他得到圣灵的启示，知道自己未死之前必看到主所立的基督。
And he saw the Lord face to face.
他也面对面的看到了主。
And he recognized the Lord even as a baby.
他在主还是孩童的时候就认识他。
It reminded me, do we recognize the Lord when he manifests himself to us?
所以这提醒我们，当我们的主向我们显现的时候，我们认识他吗？
We also see Anna in the temple.
我们也看到亚拿。
Faithful praying, understanding the Lord's fulfillment of what that prayer would be.
他不停地在殿里不停地祷告，也知道主的心意。
And then amongst this group at this time, we also see Joseph of Arimathea.
我们也看到那个另外一个约瑟。
A brother who had some stature in the world, who had some rank.
他在世上有地位。
But yet at the right time, he dared to stand with the Lord for the Lord's purpose.
但是在时候到了的时候，他愿意站在主的一边为他做见证。
And then John the Baptist, one that had a simple attire.
然后施洗约翰。
Lived a rather rugged life, had a pretty simple diet.
他生活很困难，他吃的都是蝗虫。
But because he allowed the Lord to do this work in the wilderness on him.
但是他愿意主在旷野里面行他所做的事。
Everyone knew that his testimony was of the Lord.
所以每个人都知道他是为主做见证的。
Whether they believed or didn't believe, they knew that John's testimony was for the Lord.
不管他们信还是不信，但是他们都知道施洗约翰的见证。
So it's really an assembly, if you will, of unknown, unlikely collection of saints.
所以你可以看到这些好像不太可能的一个圣徒的一个聚集。
But yet while the majority missed the Lord Jesus' coming.
但是他们当中的很多的人都没有意识到主的来。
These saints were part of standing for, praying for, and ushering in that coming.
这些圣徒是在那等候他的再来。
Each one had somewhat of a unique function.
每一个人都有他们特定的功能。
But each one was willing to offer themselves wholly to the Lord.
但是每一个人都愿意把自己成为作为圣洁的祭献给主。
Discipline taught by the Lord.
他们愿意来顺服主。
And they entered into the joy of the Lord.
他们也和主同在。
Are we prepared as these saints to offer ourselves to be that link the Lord's looking for?
我们可以预备我们自己像这些圣徒一样来做主所需要的那个链接吗？
He has yet another return he desires, and the question that comes to our heart is, do we see the desire of his heart?
他愿意再来，但是我们看到他心里面的意愿了吗？
And the opportunity we have,
今天我们所有的机会，
to really help stand for and fulfill what is on his heart.
来满足他心里面所愿意的。
So let's take a few minutes to look now at, from the conference it came about to, what does that link look at like today?
所以我愿意和弟兄姊妹再一次交通，在 这个夏令会里面所交通到的那个链接是应该怎么样的一个链接。
The Lord has actually opened up some of his heart in his word of what he is looking for.
神在他的一些话语的里面向我们显明他所需要的是什么样的。
And as these days come to conclusion of this age of grace,
当这个恩典的时代结束的时候，
the Lord has shown us his heart for a man child.
所以主要我们看到的是像一个儿童一样的人。
This man-child is the overcomers who bring in the king.
他同时也是一个得胜者，带他的王回来。
Now the Lord's heart is that every single believer would be that overcomer.
所以神愿意每一个信徒都成为得胜者。
It's really us laying down our lives and allowing the Lord to overcome and fulfill His purpose.
所以我们愿意把我们的生命放下。让神在我们的身上得胜。
So it's not that we are special, but it is that He is special and He indwells us.
不是因为我们有什么特别，而是因为住在我们的里面的主是那位特别的主。
And then our role is to be rightly linked to Him and rightly linked to His body.
所以我们所要做的只是说连接到他的身体。
So I'm going to share with you just really quick, or at least highlight five, characteristics of those that are part of this link.
所以我愿意和大家来交通这个链接的五个性情。
These were shared throughout the conference.
在这个夏令会里面所交通到的。
First one is total and unconditional commitment to the Lord.
第一个是完全的、无条件的交托主。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
他们靠着羔羊的宝血得胜。
The second is a total surrender to the will of the Lord.
第二个是完全顺服主的旨意。
We have been entrusted with His testimony.
我们受他的交托。
But we were reminded that week that unless our life agrees with our word, there really is no power.
但是只有说我们的生活和我们嘴里的话语是一致的时候，那我们是没有什么能力的。
Is our will surrendered to His?
因为我们的意愿应该顺服他的意愿。
Third is the total obedience, whatever the cost.
第三个是无论代价怎么大，我们都要完全顺服他。
They love not their lives even unto death.
即使他们要失去生命，他们也不爱惜他们的性命。
They were those that did not love their soul life.
他们不爱惜他们魂的生命。
But whether they were captured by the love of the Lord and thus compelled to obey.
所以他们因着主的爱，他们愿意来顺服。
Fourth is, we need to be those that are ministering to the Lord.
第二个是我们要顺服那些为主做见证的人。
The record is that our brother Samuel, even as a young child, ministered to the Lord.
我们的撒母耳在他很年轻的时候就已经来侍奉主。
Often, we find ourselves, I think, looking for the Lord to minister to us.
我们很多的时候是要看主来掌管我们。
And He does minister to us.
他有的时候是这样做。
So beautifully, so lovingly.
他是那样的爱我们。
The question is, are we ministering back unto Him?
但是我们一同与他来同工吗？
Is our quiet time, is our prayer time a ministry to the Lord?
当我们安静祷告的时候，我们与他同工吗？
Is our work life and our home life a ministry to the Lord?
我们在我们工作家庭的生活里面，我们与主同工吗？
And we can really only truly minister to the Lord when we do see that He is all and in all.
当我们只有看到主是一切，也在一切之中的时候，我们才能够在所有这一切上面与他同工。
And this ministry to the Lord is true worship.
这是与主的同工，是我们真正的敬拜。
This is pouring out our love and our affection to the Lord.
这就向主显明我们向着他的爱。
This is really what we were created for.
这是我们受造的一个意义。
By the Lord's grace, He does that hidden work in our lives to bring us to that place.
因着主的爱，他在我们里面做那隐藏的工作。
And then number five,
第五点。
The link are those that are interceding.
那个链接就是那些中保。
Are we intercessors? Are we those standing in the gap that the Lord's will during this time would be accomplished?
是我们是那些中保，保证神的旨意得到完成就吗？
Now I appreciate it how one of our brothers opened up this whole aspect that week of intercession.
而我们的有一个弟兄在他的信息的开头的时候就讲到这个中保。
Because intercession is more than just prayer.
因为中保不仅仅只是祷告。
Intercession is knowing or distinguishing God's, the Lord's will in any situation.
中保就是说在任何的时候都能够看到主的旨意。
And then once we distinguish it, continuing fervently in prayer and bringing about the fulfillment.
当我们看到主的旨意，不断不住的祷告，让主的旨意得到成就的时候
，Now you may say, "What is the Lord's will?"
那你也许会说，主的旨意是什么
？But we often see in places in His Word where He has revealed His will.
我们很多的时候，在他的话语里面，我们可以看到他的旨意。
And we see He has revealed His desire for His soon and coming return.
我们可以看到他向我们显明他要再来。
And so are we like our brother Daniel, searching the scriptures and then praying back to the Lord, his promises, his desires?
但是我们看到我们像但以理一样在主的面前不住的祷告来寻求主的旨意和旨意的成就吗？
If we go back to Zacharias and Elizabeth,
我们看到那个撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯。
It was pointed out when Zacharias was praying and the Lord came and met him,
撒加利亚在祷告的时候，主就来到他的面前。
He was actually in the Holy of Holies, serving the people, praying for the people.
他是在至圣所，按照祭司的规矩，在里面为圣徒祷告。
So he was not praying at that time personally for his son. He was praying for the Lord's desire in his people.
他那个时候并不是为着他自己有一个儿子祷告，而是为着主的旨意祷告。
And yet the Lord came to him and said, "Your prayer." Has been heard and answered.
但是主对他说，你的祷告已经被听见了。
And what an answer that was.
也会得到成就。
So Zacharias and Elizabeth had their personal prayer answered in a son that was born.
所以撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯他们个人的祷告得到一个儿子，得到了神的应许。
But it's wonderful to think about the fact that that son fulfilled the Lord's desire.
所以我们很自然的就想到那个儿子。会来完成就主的旨意。那个施洗约翰就是为着说主看哪神的羔羊。当然没有人知道主在什么时候会再来。因为圣经里面告诉我们说只有父知道。
So whether it's in the next hour, today,
不管是在 maybe 下一个小时或者明天
the question is, do we believe that the Lord is ready for His soon and coming return?
但是问题是我们心里面是不是相信主已经要预备再来
And then whether it is in the next hour, the next day,
不管是下一个小时或者明天
the next year, 10 years,
或者是明年以后的十年
Or even if it's yet another 100 years.
或者是一百年以后。
Do we have that anticipation, that heart for His soon and coming return?
但是我们的心里面愿意他的再来吗？
And are we given to be that link, whether we're the link that ushers Him in directly?
我们也愿意成为那个链接来连接他的回来吗？
Or if it's this next generation we're raising.
或者是我们的下一代。
Are we really totally and unconditionally committed to the Lord?
我们是无条件的把我们自己交托给主了吗？
Is our will surrendered to the Lord?
我们的意愿完全的降服于主的意愿了吗？
Have we been captured by His love such that we are totally obedient to the Lord?
我们被他的爱所降服，所以我们完全顺服他了吗？
Are we learning to minister back unto Him?
我们愿意与他同工吗？
And taking that role as intercessors.
而我们愿意来做那个中保吗？
That his heart's desire would reach the fulfillment that he's looking for.
愿我们主的心里面的心意能够得到成就吗？
Now we may not be there, but is our heart desiring to be there?
我们也许不在那里，但是我们心，这是我们心里面的意愿在那里吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you so wonderfully do reveal yourself and your will to us.
主，感谢你向我们显明你何等奇妙的旨意。
Lord, we ask that you do give us that ear to hear.
愿你给我们可听的耳朵。
That heart to respond.
让我们的心里面向你有回应。
We do even want to join our brother in his burden of your soon and coming return.
愿意和我们的众弟兄姊妹一起来祷告你的再来。
Lord, that we would learn practically how to live in that place and be totally committed to you.
我们愿意来过我们的生活，完全来顺服你。
Lord, even as you continue to reveal and speak to us, what was spoken in the West Coast Conference.
愿意你继续来保守你的话语，在我们的交通，我们西岸基督特会的那个信息。
Lord, there be that ground in our hearts to receive.
愿你成为我们里面心里面的那个好土。
May we take hold of your grace to respond.
我们愿意因着你的恩典向你有回应。
That above all, you would be glorified.
愿意你得着所有的荣耀。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right, I will yield the remainder of the time to our brother Michael.
下面把时间交给张师兄。
再有一点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你借着弟兄向我们的心讲话。
We thank you for speaking to our heart.
愿这位说话的神再一次向我们讲话。
May the God who speaks speak to us again.
好让你自己的旨意在我们心中能够被显明。
So that your will can be made clear to us.
让我们知道你向着你的百姓在这末后时代所要讲的话。
So that we can know your words towards your children in this end time.
也明白你自己的心意。
So that we can know your heart.
答应你自己的呼召
and that we can respond to your calling.
我们把时间在仰望着你的手中
We give the following time into your hands.
愿圣灵高某听的翻的讲的
May your Holy Spirit come and anoint everyone who speaks, translates, and hears.
靠主耶稣圣名
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. 我们就把那个我们感谢主圣灵的感动实在很奇妙
We thank the Lord that the moving of the Spirit truly is wonderful.
弟兄给我的主给我的负担跟我们弟兄差不多。
And the burden I have, it's very similar to our brothers.
有些经文也是一样的。
And many of the scriptures are the same.
有些点也是一样的。
And even some of the points are the same.
我们感谢我们的主。
So we thank the Lord.
但是这也是西岸特会跟那个 Richmond 特会。那个其实也都差不多的。
And honestly, the West Coast Conference, the theme for West Coast Conference is very similar to the one for Richmond.
都是主在这末世的时候对他百姓心中的负担。
It is the burden of the Lord for His people in this end time.
为了节省大家那个翻圣经的时间。
To save your time from flipping through the Bible,
我把这个经文打到了那个投影上。
I have put the scriptures onto the PowerPoint.
我们要把这些经文串起来一起来读。
And we'll read through these scriptures together as if they're one.
当把它串起来读的时候，本身就成了给我们的信息。
As we link them together, they become a message to us.
我来把那个中文念一遍，然后让我们的弟兄再念英文。
And we'll read the Chinese first, and the next slide will be the English.
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前途的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相眷，切切等候并催促神的日子来到。
Let us also, therefore, having so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, laying aside every weight and the sins which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that lies before us, looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith. For yet for a little while that he that comes will come and will not delay. But encourage yourself each day as long as it is called today, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord.
So 我要给大家交通的负担是在这个时代转换的边缘之际怎么样过一个得胜的生活。
So my burden is to how to live an overcoming life at the verge of this dispensational transition.
我们弟兄所讲的那个 link,
our brother talked about the link,
就是那帮得胜者。
And those are the overcomers.
我要给弟兄姊妹教简单的从那个三个方面给弟兄有点交通。
And I'll have these three simple points to share with you.
我先简单的介绍一下 WCCC.
First, I'll give you a brief introduction or brief summary of WCCC.
让我们第二个让我们来一起认识我们今天的时代。
And then we need to recognize our time.
最后让我们来交通，我们在这个时代转换的边缘之际。怎么样过一个得胜的生活。
And thirdly, we want to share how to live an overcoming life at the verge of this dispensational transition.
今年西安特会的主题是总要趁着还有今日。
The theme of West Coast Conference is as long as it is called today.
这个是来自希伯来书三章十三节。
This comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
据说这是彭广村弟兄提议的题目。
And I heard this is the theme suggested by Brother Ted Peng.
这有五个讲员。
And there are five speakers.
江弟兄讲了三堂信息。
Brother Stephen Kong shared three messages.
他的负担是讲看见神坐在宝座上。
And his burden is to say, behold, God is sitting upon his throne.
看见神在宝座上是我们今天基督徒生活在地上为主做见证的能力的源泉。
And this is the source of our power as we share and be his testimony, is that we can see him on the throne.
无论遇到什么样的情况，
no matter what situation we're in,
甚至像约伯那样的遭遇，
even if we're like Job,
当看见主坐在宝座上，
but when we see the Lord on his throne,
我们就不会灰心丧胆，
then we will not be despair.
王国权弟兄是交通两堂信息。
Brother Wang shared two messages.
他的负担是竭力追求跟持定基督。
His burden is to pursue Christ and acknowledge him in all our ways.
第一堂他讲竭力追求基督。
First, he talked about how to pursue Christ.
第二堂他讲怎么样在这些混乱的时候持定基督。
Second, he talked about how to hold fast and acknowledge him.
孙弟兄孙国忠弟兄也是交通两堂信息。
Brother Godwin's son also shared two messages.
他的负担是按着意向奔跑天路。
His burden is to walk the heavenly way according to the heavenly vision.
第一天他是交通意向。
The first day he shared about vision.
第二天是讲那个跟着这个意向来奔跑天路。
Second day he shared about how to walk this heavenly path according to the vision.
我们奔跑天路必须得有意向。
And for us to walk this heavenly way, we must have a vision.
没有意向，我们就会乱跑。
Without a vision, we'll run wild.
康登弟兄讲也是讲两堂。
Dana Condon also shared two messages.
他是讲心存敬畏，跟上神永远的旨意。
He talked about following fearfully in the eternal purpose of God.
最后，彭广村弟兄也是讲两堂。
And our brother Ted Peng also shared two messages.
他的主题负担是讲警醒跟得胜。
His burden is to watch and overcome.
第一堂讲警醒，第二堂讲得胜。
First message talk about watching, and then second one talk about overcoming.
我今天交通的负担就是从彭弟兄的信息当中所得到的一些负担。
The burden that I will share from today is mainly coming from Brother Peng's messages.
我们现在来看我们今天所处的时代。
And we first want to see and recognize the time that we're in.
我们弟兄已经交通过，我们今天处在一个时代的边缘，是从恩典时代向国度时代转换的边缘。
And our brother has already shared that we're on the verge of a transition period from the age of grace to the age of kingdom.
是处在末世的末时。
We are at the end time of the end time.
圣经的预言至少从四个方面可以同时告诉我们，主回来的日子迫在眉睫。
The prophecies from the Bible can tell us at least from four aspects that the coming of the Lord is imminent.
对犹太人的预言，第一个。
First, we see the prophecy towards the Jews.
第二个是对教会的预言。
The prophecy regarding the church.
第三个是对列国的预言。
The prophecy regarding the nations.
第四个是对自然界的预言。
And also the prophecy regarding the natural world.
都同时告诉我们主回来的日子迫在眉睫。
And these all tell us that the coming of the Lord is imminent.
我今天只是举两个简单的预言给弟兄姊妹来来说明这个时间非常的迫近。
And I'll share with you from two simple examples to see how imminent is the time of his coming.
第一个就是对犹太人的预言。
First is the prophecy regarding the Jews.
这是我们主自己的预言。
This is a prophecy spoken by the Lord himself.
在马太24章当中他讲到那个被他咒诅而死的那个无花果树复活的时候。
In chapter 24 of Matthew, he talked about the fig tree that was cursed by him. When this fig tree comes back,
他就在门口了。
Then he will be at the doors.
这里的门是多数的，你从英文当中可以看得很清楚。
And from the English translation, it's clear that the doors is a plural form.
在以西结的意象当中
，and in the vision saw by Ezekiel,
以西结看见他那个圣殿是有三道门。
Ezekiel saw three gates to the temple.
第一道门是进入外院。
First gate enters into the outer court.
第二道门进入内院。
Second gate into the inner court.
第三道门进入圣殿。
And then there's a gate into the temple itself.
我们不知道我们主在这儿说的这个门跟以西结那三道门是不是有关系。
We don't know if the doors that the Lord is talking about has anything to do with Ezekiel's visions.
我们也不知道这里到底有几道门。
And we don't know how many doors there are.
但是有一点是可以肯定的。
But one thing is for sure.
因为是多数的门。
There are multiple doors.
至少有两道门。
At least there are two.
当我们的主在以西结的意象当中，当他看见主回来的时候，他是从东门进入的。
And when Ezekiel saw the vision of the Lord entered through the east gate.
从在1948年的时候，5月14号，以色列破天荒的复国。
In 1948, May 14th,the nation of Israel became a nation out of the blue.
我们已经看见那个无花果树发芽长叶了。
So we saw the fig tree has already let forth leaves.
在1948年的5月14号，主已经在门口了。
And even at that time, the Lord is already at the doors.
在1967年的6月5号到10号的六日战争当中。
And there, during the Six-Day War in 1967,
收复了耶路撒冷。
And Jerusalem was restored. We don't know if there will be a next battle that will restore the holy mountain. We don't know which door the Lord is at. But one thing we're very certain, it is near.
第二个预言给大家举一个是列国的预言。
Secondly, about the prophecy regarding the nations.
也是我们主耶稣自己所讲的预言。
These are also the Lord's own words.
他说他回来的日子就如同罗德的日子。
He said the day of his coming is like manner of the day of Lot.
今天在历史上没有哪一个时代会像我们今天这样。
There are not any generations in history. It's like the time we're in today.
索多玛的罪恶。在美洲、欧洲及其他许多国家的和地区都得到法律的保护。
The sin of Sodom is now protected by law in America, in Europe, in many continents.
并且越演越烈。
And it's getting worse and worse.
我们今天是处在一个非常险恶的环境当中。
And we are in a very, very dangerous time.
比任何时候都要艰难。
And it's more difficult than any time before.
因为这种光景比索多玛更恶多少倍。
Because our time is even more evil than Sodom.
这是我们今天和我们的孩子们今天每天所要面对的问题。
This is an issue that we have to face ourselves and our children every day.
只要你打开电脑、电视、广播等等。
As long as you turn on your TV, your computer, or your radio,
这些都是这些东西。
All you can hear and see are these things.
并且美其名曰，这是他们的权利的运动。
And they call this a movement of their rights.
这就告诉我们说，主回来的日子已经何等的迫近。
And we see how imminent is the Lord coming.
我们下次我们要看我们怎么样在这个转换边缘之际过得胜的生活。
We want to see how we can live an overcoming life at the verge of dispensational transition.
我要给弟兄们就从五个方面来交通。
I want to share with you from five aspects.
一个是得胜的依据。
First of all, is the basis of our overcoming.
要讲做活祭。
We need to be a living sacrifice.
要爱慕主的显现，等候他的再来。
We need to love the appearing of the Lord.
要心思的更新
，and to renew our mind，
和意志的降服
，and also we need to surrender our wills。
其实呢，三四五都是二里头的内容。
As a matter of fact, the point 3, 4, 5, it's part of number 2。
我们先看得胜的依据。
First, we need to see the basis of our overcoming.
我们弟兄刚才已经给我们念到了。
Our brother has already read the scripture.
罗马启示录书十二章十一节。
And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11,
告诉我们说得胜的依据有三个。
It says there are three bases of our overcoming.
第一是靠羔羊的血。
First of all, it's by the reason of the blood of the Lamb.
第二是他们自己所见证的道。
And also their word of their testimony.
第三个就是虽至于死也不爱惜生命。
And third, they have not loved their life even unto death.
就是达到他的终结。
That until the end, you be faithful.
这是历世历代所有得胜的圣徒的秘诀。
That these are the secret and the key for all the overcomers throughout generations.
我们看见保罗是这样子的。
We saw Paul was like this.
保罗说他美好的仗打过了。
Paul says, I have fought the good fight.
那他是靠羔羊的血打了美好的仗。
It is by the blood of the Lamb I have fought the good fight.
他说当时的道守住了。
I have kept the faith.
那就是他自己所见证的道。
And that is his word of testimony.
当保罗跑进了当跑的路的时候
，And when he finished the race，
他为主殉道
，He had died for Christ，
那就是以至于死也不爱惜性命
，Even unto death he has not loved his own life。
另外，我们看到参孙的故事也是这样子
，And even we saw the story of Samson。
过去的时候，我读每次读到读过士师记以后，心里头都是灰溜溜的。
Before I every time I read through the book of Judges, my heart is dim。
甚至斯巴克弟兄都说，他每次读完《士师记》都想去洗，赶快洗个澡。
Even Austin Spark has said every time he read through the Book of Judges, he wants to go take a shower.
但这一次，我们从旧约历史组的弟兄姊妹，我们一同读过《士师记》以后
，But this time through Bible study, through the Old Testament, we read through the Book of Judges.
我个人的心里大得安慰和鼓励。
My heart was encouraged greatly.
特别是像参孙这样的故事
，especially for stories like Samson's，
因为我过去一直认为参孙是一个失败者
，I always felt Samson was a failure。
但是这一次在我们读的时候，主让我看见参孙是一个得胜者。
But this time when I read it, the Lord showed me Samson himself is also a overcomer。
因为主在希伯来书第十一章三十二节提到参孙是我们信心的榜样。
Because in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 32 He mentioned Samson as an example of our faith.
We
know he has had many failures.
但是羔羊的宝血已经遮盖了这一切。
But the blood of the Lamb has already covered this all.
他得胜是靠着羔羊的宝血。
And it is by the blood of the Lamb he can overcome.
不是靠他个人的失败。
Not by his own failures.
参孙做拿西尔人的长头发。
And the long hair that he had because he was a Nazarene.
就是他自己所见证的道
，and that is the testimony。
那个长头发就是背负基督的羞辱
，and the long hair meaning he took the shame of Christ。
或者说为了基督的缘故背负羞辱
，and for the sake of Christ he took up the shame。
这也就是保罗所说的，我们只传基督，并他钉十字架
，and that is what Paul is saying. We preach only Christ and Christ crucified。
因为圣经告诉我们说，长头发是男人的羞辱
，because the Bible tells us long hair is shameful for men。
我们看见参孙在这里持守他所见证的道。
And here Samson took up the testimony.
我们也知道参孙的结局是一个得胜的结局。
And we knew his end was overcoming it.
当他的头发再长出来的时候
，And he in prison his hair grew out.
他再成为一个拿西尔人。
And he became a Nazarite again.
他与敌人同归于尽。
And he died with his enemies.
就是以至于死也不爱惜自己的性命。
And he did not love his own life even unto death.
我们要看说要在这个末世的时候做一个得胜的生活就必须把我们的身体献上当作活祭
For us to live an overcoming life in this end time we must be a living sacrifice
过一个奉献的生活
to live a life of consecration
有一次我问江弟兄
One time I was talking to Brother Stephen Kong
什么是做活祭
I asked him how can I be a living sacrifice
我们弟兄回答说
And his answer was,
那意思就是说，你活着就是一个祭。
It just means as long as you live, you are a sacrifice.
我们的生活今天在这末世的时代就是一个祭，献给神做馨香的礼物。
Our lives, our daily life, is a sacrifice to the Lord as a pleasing sacrifice, pleasing aroma.
这里的身体是多数的。
here it says, offer your bodies is a plural form.
换句话说就是奉献是我们每一个人的事情。
That the sacrifice is something each one of us have to do.
保罗在这里所劝的时候也说弟兄们。
Paul says, brethren, plural.
姊妹也是男女弟兄。
And even our sisters are male brethren.
是我们每一个人都必须把我们的身体献上。
That all of us need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
但奇妙的是这里的祭却是单数的。
But amazingly, sacrifice is singular.
那就是基督所献上那个完全的祭。
And this is the sacrifice that Christ has offered, a perfect sacrifice.
就是当我们把我们的自己献上的时候，在基督那个完全的祭里头。
When we offer ourselves into Christ, his perfect sacrifice.
连于基督的死与复活。
And we're united to him in his death and in his resurrection.
你记得在出埃及记第十二章当中。
Remember in Exodus chapter 12?
那讲到逾越节的羔羊被杀。
It talked about the Passover lamb.
那天有成千上万的羔羊被杀。
On that day, tens of thousands of lamb was sacrificed.
但圣经很奇妙的只记载是单数的。
But in the Bible, amazingly, it only recorded a singular lamb.
换句话就是在神的眼中只有一只羔羊。
In another word, in the eyes of God, there is only one lamb.
神也只悦纳那一只羔羊所献的祭。
And he's only pleased by the sacrifice from this one lamb.
所以我们在这里看见一方面是我们自己每一个人必须自己所献祭。
So for us, on one hand, each of us needs to be a living sacrifice.
这就是彼得前书二章五节所说的借着基督奉献所悦纳的灵祭，那个灵祭是多数的。
And this is what First Peter chapter 2 says, this is the pleasing sacrifice, a living sacrifice, pleasing to the Lord.
但另一方面，这个祭是借着耶稣基督献的。
On the other hand, this is a sacrifice made through Christ Jesus.
也就是在基督所献的那一个祭里面。
That in the sacrifice of Christ,
因而是蒙神所悦纳的。
And that you will be pleased by the Lord.
我们在这次在西安特会又碰见一个姊妹跟她的先生去参加西安特会。
And this time I met a sister who went to the conference with her husband.
我们蛮熟的。
And we knew her pretty well.
她的先生还没有信主。
And her husband was not a believer yet.
她跟着她的太太到处参加聚会。
But he followed his wife to go to all the conferences everywhere.
不但在他们本地的什么聚会都参加
，Not only the local conferences, but they go to every conference.
像西安特会、Richmond 特会、Harvey Cedar 特会，每一个聚会他都去。
West Coast, Richmond, Harvey Cedar, they will go to every conference.
他而且非常喜乐的去。
And he loves going to conferences.
很喜欢跟弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
And he loves gathering with brothers and sisters.
但他就是不信主。
But he doesn't believe the Lord.
这是在西安特会的时候，他有一次我的姊妹跟他们在一起。
So this time, one time my wife was with them.
他们就一起劝他信主。
So they were all talking to him about believing the Lord.
他就把他太太的衣襟抓住，说 I cling to you, I cling to you.
He just held on to his wife's clothes, saying, I will cling to my wife.
就是说我要紧紧的拉住你。
I'll cling on to my wife.
他太太说：“你拉住我没有用。”
But his wife said, "It's useless for you to cling on to me."
因为救恩是我们每个人个人的事情。
Because salvation is personal.
救恩是如此。
So is salvation.
奉献也是一样。
So is sacrifice.
太太不能替妻子奉献。
My wife cannot be a sacrifice for me.
太太不能替先生奉献。
My wife cannot be a sacrifice for me. On my behalf.
也不会给你的孩子奉献。
And she cannot be a sacrifice on behalf of our children.
我们每个人都必须自己为自己奉献。
Every one of us has to be a living sacrifice ourselves.
把身体献上就是全人的奉献。
And to offer our whole being as a living sacrifice.
就是叫我们的身体、情感、意志、心思全部都奉献上去。
That our bodies, our emotion, our will, our thoughts will all be sacrificed and consecrated.
我记得江弟兄说过。
I remember Brother Stephen said.
他说真奉献。是基督徒真正的第一个属灵经历。
He said consecration is the first real Christian experience a Christian has.
也是基督徒最后一个真正的属灵经历。
It is also the last spiritual experience.
因为羔羊不但上了哥哥他的十字架。
Because the lamb not only he went up the cross on the hill of Golgotha.
他今天而且直到永远也在宝座的中央。
But today and until eternity he is at the center of the throne.
那些得胜者。
All the overcomers,
是羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随的人。
Wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
一个奉献的人
one who is consecrated,
他是把自己全部奉献上的
he will consecrate and offer himself entirely.
他把自己的情感也完全倾倒在主的脚前
he has poured out all his emotions before the Lord.
是他一定是一个爱慕主显现的人
then he loves the Lord's appearing.
一个爱慕主显现的人一定是一个爱主的人
if one who loves the Lord's appearing is the one who loves the Lord.
不爱主的人也绝不会爱慕主的显现。
If anyone does not love the Lord, he will not love the appearing of the Lord.
更不要说会那个等待并催促并等待他的再来。
And he will not wait for or hasten his coming.
我们大家都知道，那个一个真正爱主的人，他们也一定是一个甘愿做基督爱的奴仆的人。
We know one who truly loves the Lord will be a bond servant for His love.
一定是一个耳朵被穿洞开启。是成为有耳可听的人。
You will be one whose ear has been pierced, one whose ear is able to listen.
随时侍立在主的面前，能听见圣灵说话的声音。
Stand before the Lord always and hear the word of the Spirit.
如果你去读新约的圣经
，If you read through the New Testament,
你会发现新约圣经当中每一位作者都称自己是耶稣基督爱的奴仆。
And you realize every author of the New Testament has called themselves a bond servant of Christ.
比如说保罗在罗马书第一章第一节他就这样讲
And Paul said so in Romans chapter 1 verse 1
我把他把那个中文那个翻译仆人改一下
And Chinese translated into servant
那就是耶稣基督爱的奴仆保罗
But English says Paul a bondman of Christ Jesus
你要读彼得雅各那个犹大约翰的书信跟启示录都是这样子的。
If you read through James or Peter's epistles or Jude or even Revelation,
他每一个人都是耶稣基督爱的奴仆。
Every servant of Christ has called himself a bond slave.
愿主的爱来激励我们。
May the love of Christ constrain us.
让我们能成为他爱的奴仆。
So that we can also be the bond slave of his love.
要过一个得胜的生活。
And to live an overcoming life,
过一个那个奉献的生活
to live a life that's consecrated
那我们的心思必须要更新
we need to have a renewed mind
在那个罗马书十二章二节告诉我们说
in Romans chapter 12 verse 12 verse 2 it says
我们的心思要更新而变化
we need to renew our mind
不要我们不能效法这个世界要心思更新而变化
or do not be conformed unto this world but be transformed in your mind.
这个更新了的心思是一个属灵的心思。
And this is a spiritual mind.
因为圣经告诉我们说属灵的人体贴属灵的事。
Because the Lord says, the Bible tells us the mind of the Spirit is life and it's of the Spirit.
你从我们弟兄的翻译已经知道那个体贴那个字在英文就是 mind, 就是思想。
The mind of Spirit, it's of the Spirit.
那个更新了的心思也是一个属天的心思。
And the renewed mind is also a heavenly mind.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要思念上面的事情，不要思念下面的事情。
The Bible tells us we need to think of things above, not things below.
这在西安特我们也遇到，也遇到我们认识的一个姊妹。
We also met another sister that we knew before at the conference.
还有另外一家弟兄姊妹，我们几次都很熟的。
So there are a few families that we knew very well at the conference.
这个姊妹信主以后就很追求。
And this sister, as soon as she became a believer, she really pursued after the Lord.
满心都属天属灵的事情。
And all of her heart was filled by heavenly things.
曾经认为把她那时候把让她先她先生认为她是得了精神病。
And even her husband thought she was going crazy.
要送她去疯人院。
And he wanted to send her to a psychiatric hospital.
最后又送回来，发现不是。
And then they sent her back, telling him that there's nothing wrong with her.
感谢主，我们这个先生现在也信主了。
And we thank the Lord, her husband now is also a believer.
也很热心的侍奉。
And now he is also serving very faithfully.
这次那个我们很熟那家弟兄姊妹告诉我们另外一个故事。
But here another family tells us another story.
就是在他先生信主之前。
And before this husband was a believer.
当有朋友打电话去到他们家说我们来聊聊。
When a friend calls their home to say, "Hey, let's have a chat."
那他就问说，你是要聊天还是要聊地
？And the husband will ask, "Do you want to chat about heaven or do you want to chat about earth?"
你要聊天就找我太太。
If you want to chat about heaven, then talk to my wife.
你要聊地就来找我。
If you want to chat about earth, then talk to me.
所以这是一个属天的心思。
And here we see there is a renewed heavenly mind.
地不能成为我们的捆绑。
And the earth is not our bondage.
这个心思也是一个谦卑的心思。
And also is a humble mind.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的心思。
This is the mind of Christ.
他是属天属灵的，也是谦卑的。
He is heavenly, he is spiritual, he is humble.
这就是腓立比书二章五节告诉我们的，说要以基督的心思为我们的心思。
This is what Philippians chapter 12 tells us, we need to have the mind of Christ.
这也是基督的道路。
And that is the way of Christ.
我永远不会忘记那个有一个侍奉主的年长的姊妹，克劳姊妹给我们一点教导，给我们一点劝勉。
I'll never forget an elderly sister who served among us.
她在她年轻的时候，你弟兄他们那一辈的人告诉他们说，我们侍奉主绝不能走撒旦的路。
And she when in her youth, when she met with Brother Watchman Nee told her, if you want to serve the Lord, you can never walk the way of Satan.
撒旦的路就是记在以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节。
The way of Satan is recorded in Isaiah chapter 14.
他在那，他作为一个受造者。
And he being a created being.
但他心里却说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上。
But he said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will be seated among the most higher than the most high.
我要在北方的极处。我要升到高云之上，我要与至上的同等。
And I will ascend to the Most High, and be seated among the highest heaven. Sorry.
And be equal with the Most
High. I'll be equal with the Most High.
这是跟我们主耶稣基督路完全相反的。
And this is exact opposite of the way of the Lord.
记在腓立比书二章五到十一节。
And Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 talks about the way of the Lord.
我们主本有神的形象，不以神为腾夺为强夺的。
Though he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒全然地降卑自己，成为奴仆的形象，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
这是一条完全降卑的路。
It is a way of humble humility.
弟兄姊妹，愿这个也成为我们里头的激励。
May this also encourage us.
也成为我们的提醒。
And remind us.
我们侍奉主绝不能走撒旦的路。
If we want to serve the Lord, we cannot walk in the way of Satan.
愿基督的心思成为我们的心思。
May we also have the mind which that is in Christ Jesus.
愿我们主耶稣基督所走的路也成为我们侍奉的路。
So the way of the Lord can also be our way of service.
这个更新了的心思，是我们明白神的旨意，所必须的。
To have this renewed mind is necessary for us to know the will of God.
罗马书十二章二节告诉我们说，我们更心思更新而变化，好让我们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may test and prove."The good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
我们常常觉得神的旨意不够善良。
So often we feel that the will of God is not good enough.
我们加点更好的。
We want to add something more to it.
我们觉得他的不够纯全。
We don't feel His way is perfect.
我们再加一些东西。
We want to add things to it.
我们觉得不可喜悦的。
We don't think it's acceptable.
我们就做我们自己所喜悦的事情。
So we do things that pleases ourselves.
愿主来恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我记得有一个年轻的弟兄是我带他信主的。
I remember there was a younger brother who was, I led him to Christ.
信主以后，我劝他奉献自己。
After he accepted Christ, I encouraged him to consecrate himself.
他坚决不肯奉献自己。
And he was not willing.
因为他害怕主差他去非洲传道。
Because he was afraid if he consecrated, the Lord would send him to Africa to share the gospel.
他实在是说我们的主就是一个恶的恶主人。
He says, our Lord is a strict master.
就如同那个一千两银子的仆人一样。
Just like the master, the servant that has 1,000 talents.
说他的主人是一个狠心的主人。
And who said, my master is a hard-hearted master.
换句话说，他说他的主人就是个恶主人。
So this is an evil master.
并他们不晓得我们的好主人的心意。是何等的善强、善良、纯全、可喜悦。
He did not know the heart of our Master is so good, pleasing, and acceptable, and perfect.
基督徒有一个属天的生命。
Or as Christians, we have a heavenly life.
有一个属灵的生命。
We have a spiritual life.
但是难处常常是，我们就有一个旧的思想。
But our problem is that we always use our old mind.
我们属地属肉体的心思来过基督徒的生活。
A mind of flesh, a mind of this world.
难怪你常常会听见人说，我怎么知道这是不是神的旨意？
That's why we always hear people say, "How do I know if this is will of God?"
使徒保罗说，
Apostle Paul told us,
说神乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
That God the Father is pleased to reveal His Son in us.
因为他的心思是一个更新了的心思。
Because Paul has a renewed mind.
是一个属灵属天的心思。
He has a spiritual, a heavenly mind.
是一个谦卑的心思。
A humble mind.
愿这样的心思成为我们的心思。
And may we also have the same mind.
这样的心思，更新了的心思，也是救我们脱离一切捆绑所必须的。
And this is also the necessity for us to escape from all bondage.
因为圣经告诉我们说，体贴肉体的就是死。
Because the Bible tells us those who are mindful of the flesh is death.
体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
The mind of spirit is life and peace.
也许弟兄姊妹听说过这样一个故事。
Perhaps you have heard this story.
有一只老鹰把一只猫抓到天上。
An eagle took a cat into sky.
告诉他猫。他告诉猫说这个天上是如何如何的好。
He bore the cat into the sky to fly to say, isn't it so good to be flying in the sky?
天色是如何是何等的美。
See how beautiful is the sky?
你看着地上的景色是何等的好。
And you can see everything on the earth, it's beautiful.
但是猫只关心一件事情。
But the cat only cares for one thing.
那就天上到底有没有老鼠。
He said, are there any mice to catch in the sky?
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们的心思天天更新而变化。
May our mind be renewed day after day.
最后我们要交通，把我们的意志完全降服给主。
Lastly, we need to share how we need to totally surrender our will to the Lord.
如果我们是一个奉献的人，
If we're one of consecration,
我们的意志要完全降服给主。
We need to surrender our will completely.
我们要过一个得胜的生活，我们的意志要完全降服给主。
If we want to live a life of overcoming, then we need to surrender our will.
我们的主他自己和他在克西马云的祷告就是我们最好的榜样。
Our Lord is the best example for us.
愿你的旨意成就。
When he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane,
你的意思而不是我的意思。
He says, Lord, may your will be done.
这个过去的礼拜五我们刚刚读完了那个撒母耳记上第六章。
This past Friday, we just finished reading First Samuel chapter 6.
在那里腓力士人用两头母牛。
There, the Philistines took two cows.
Yeah. 然后呢，套上一个新车。
And they put a new cart on the two cows.
把他的牛犊赶回家。
And they took the calf of these cows away from the cows.
然后把约柜放在车上。
And they put the Ark of Testimony on this new cart.
要送约柜回以色列地。
Because they want to return the Ark back to Israel.
这两头母牛从来没有负过轭。
And these two cows have never been taken any burdens before.
离开了他们的孩子，他们一面走一面叫。
And their calves were away from them, so as they walked, they were lowing all the way.
把约柜送回了伯士麦。
Until they returned the ark back to
弟兄姊妹
Israel.
多少的时候，我们的奉献就如同这两头母牛一样。
Brothers and sisters, how often our consecration is just like these two cows.
神不悦纳这样的奉献。
The Lord is not pleased by these.
他要的是我们甘心情愿的奉献。
He wants a full surrendering of our will.
大家也许听说过那个 F. Meyer 的弟兄的例子。
Perhaps you have heard this story of Brother F. B. Meyer.
当他碰见 C. D. Studd 的弟兄的时候
，When he met Brother C. D. Studd，
他就问 Studd 的弟兄：“你生活的秘诀，属灵生活的秘诀是什么
？”He asked that, "What is the secret of your spiritual life?"
Studd 弟兄告诉他说：“他的秘诀。”就是他把自己完全奉献给主。
Brother C.T. said, my secret is that I have consecrated it entirely unto the Lord.
他把他的意志完全降服给主。
I have surrendered my will totally to the Lord.
马尔弟兄回去以后就跟主奉献。
So Brother F.B. Meyer went back, tried to consecrate to the Lord.
一大串钥匙。
He gave the Lord a large set of keys.
他生命当中的一大串钥匙。
Many keys of his life.
一把一把的交给主。
And he has given those one by one to the Lord.
最后他就留了一把最小的钥匙。
At the end, he held on to a very small key.
他就跟主说：“主，就求你让我留这最后一把小钥匙。”
He says, "Lord, please allow me to keep this one for myself."
这个是最小的。
This is the smallest.
其他的你都拿去就好了。
You can take everything else.
主一直还跟他要那把最小的钥匙。
But the Lord is still requesting from him that small key.
但是就是叫不出来。
But he could not offer it to the Lord.
主然后转身就离开他走。
Then the Lord started to turn away.
走的时候，主说：“ 我如果我不是你全部的主，我根本就不是你的主。
As the Lord turned away, he says, if I'm not the Lord of all, then I'm not the Lord at all.
弟兄姊妹，主是不是我们全部的主？
Brothers and sisters, is the Lord of all our life?
弟兄终于把他的小钥匙交上去了。
Then our brother finally was willing to offer even the smallest key.
你知道一个意志强硬的人让他降服给主是很难的。
You know, it is very difficult for a strong-willed person to be surrendered to the Lord.
你知道我们的何胜文教师就是一个意志很强的那个姊妹。
Sister Margaret Barber is a very strong-willed woman.
她是一个很顺服的姊妹。
Though she was a very obedient woman.
但并不是说她在顺服的过程当中就没有难处。
But that is not say that she has no difficulty in her surrendering.
我记得倪弟兄给弟兄姊妹讲。
I remember Brother Ni used to tell brothers and sisters.
于是他听见何守文教师在那里祷告。
One time he heard Sister Barber's prayer.
主让他降服一件事情。
The Lord wanted her to surrender one matter.
他很难降服。
And it was very difficult for her to surrender.
但是他给主祷告说。
But her prayer for the Lord is.
大主，你不要放弃，你不要放弃。
Lord, do not give up on me. Do not give up.
我会顺服的。
I will eventually surrender.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
愿这些都成为我们的激励。
May these all be our encouragement。
因为还有一点点的时候
，as long as we have a little more time，
那要来的就来，并不迟延。
The one who will come, who is coming, will come。
让我们趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。
And he will not delay. As long as it is called today, let us encourage one another。
放下各样的重担。脱去容易缠累我们的罪
，to lay aside every burden and sin which so easily entangles us，
存心忍耐，奔到摆在前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
，and run steadfastly on the way that's laid before us， fix our eyes on Jesus， the author and perfecter of our faith，
切切等候并催促主的再来
，waiting for and hastening the coming of the Lord，
愿主恩待他自己的话语
，may the Lord be gracious in His。
我们再一点祷告
，let us pray。
主，愿你用这些话来激励我们的心。
Lord, again, do encourage our heart with your words.
让我们每一个人都起来成为一个奉献的人。
So that each one of us can rise up and be consecrated to you.
当你在你日子回来迫近的时候
，Lord, even before your coming,
我们是在每一个人都过一个得胜的生活。
That we can all live a life of overcoming.
过一个切切等候你回来的生活。
That we can live a life waiting and hastening for you.
因为你拯救我们。
Because you have saved us.
我们活在地上没有别的目的。
There is no other purpose for us to live.
我们只能为我们死而复活的主而活。
We only live for the Lord who died and resurrected for us.
这是我们活在地上唯一的目的。
This is the only purpose for us on this earth.
主，愿你用你的话常常的激励我们。
Lord, may you encourage us often with your words.
你用这些如同云彩一样的见证人围绕着我们激励我们。
You have surrounded us so great a cloud of witnesses.
让我们仰望这位坐在宝座上的主。
So that we can fix our eyes on the Lord who is on the throne.
奔跑前途的道路。
So that we can run the race before us.
直到我们见你面的那一日。
Until the day we see you face to face.
我们把感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你。
Give you all the thanks, praises, and glory.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen.